Sunday?
Yeah, every Sunday, 1 o'clock.
What are you doing in our church? This is great.
Praise the Lord.
Nice theme, we have like a Mexican Vietnamese dish.
Uh-oh, we're being recorded. Our next guest, Thai Phuc, Mr. Phuc, actually introduced me to Mr. Man about 5 years ago. And Mr. Phuc said, hey, you really need to meet this friend of mine. I think you'd really like what he's doing and so on. We took him. And at that time, he was just beginning. We went out to, how can I explain that? The background is, he's going to tell you some. Vietnam is like this. It's a rural country out. It's pretty much the provinces are out there. It's very poor people. And then you do all that you can to get your child an education. When they get an education, they have the opportunity, not the guarantee for sure, but they have the opportunity to get a job. If they get a good job, they'll take care of mom and dad. So it really behooves the parents and really the whole community. So in the countryside, you have basically very old people and very young people. All the people from 18 to about 50 have come to either Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, or Hanoi. And they come in because that's where it is. It's the big attraction. And they come in by the thousands, I mean tens of thousands every year. Most of the children are just green as grass, very naive, very easy pickings for the evil people to use them in bad ways. Imagine the worst, and that's what's happening. Mr. Man, who went through the university system, he's literally from a large family, slept in a chair. You know, that was his dorm room, two chairs together. Learned English by himself. He has a real heart. He has a real heart for that student age, that college age. And several times he's tried to rent a room or rent like a house near the university. And there's two major university centers. One is Go Vap, like a suburb. And the other one is a new one now out in Tu Duc. But in Go Vap area, you know, he would rent these houses and he'd bring these kids in. It was a safe haven for them. Only requirement was they attend a chapel. And, you know, they're not, most of them were not believers. Some were. But you know what happens is by and by, you're doing the same thing here at Black Creek. You bring them in, you introduce them to your culture, right? Yeah. You befriend them, you take care of them for a little while, and then they hear good information. They hear information that they seek. Because a lost person has an empty heart. I don't care what their smile is or what how beautiful they are, what money they have. There's an emptiness and they know it. And you know, with a little love and care, these kids would come in and him and his wife Trang would take care of them. Many of them, almost all of them, are believers now. I think all, or maybe one or two, still hold out. But not only have they become believers, but they've grown to the point where now they go out in teams back to the countryside. The Vietnamese are winning their own, and they're doing it through the training of the New Life Center. It's really exciting. Several times I've been here, and we've been selling the cards. That's a product of... what's the cards and all these things trying to do? We're trying to just make opportunity commerce. We're trying to make interactions so that the kids have a safe... All around the community is bad things. You're a young lady and you need a part-time job and you're in school or your grades fail. The options are worse and worser. How's that for English, amen? Yeah. You know, you can pitch beer and then you fall into evil things and so on and so forth. The cards are an example of, you know, we're trying to bring them in. Probably the biggest draw, though, is the English clubs. The believers go around and they introduce people in the coffee houses and stuff around the universities. And they invite them to free English class. I was just there, 3 weeks ago? We had a really great class. And when I'm there, we close out, we invite them to another free English class where the Bible is the textbook. And that's how it goes. It's really, really awesome. Mr. Man, would you come on up? Mr. Mann, he's the pastor now. It's so great. So many believers now. It's such a problem. What a problem. Like, there's not enough disciples. And the students have asked, they used to get saved. And go to the local church or, go to a reputable church. They said, we want to stay here. We want to stay here in our home. Yeah. Would you teach us the Bible? So not only do we have New Life Center, but we have New Life Church. Amen? It's just exciting. And he's going to talk to you about what he's doing. He's also going to introduce New Life number 2. New Life number 1 has been more like a dormitory. New Life 2 is going to be more like a coffee house, interaction, any excuse to bring the students together and to hear good information. Right? Amen. Thank you.
Is there any PowerPoint for this one?
Are you good? Yes, there is.
Oh, there is? Okay. Oh. Yep.
Did I take all your information?
Thank you.
I hate when we do that. Oh, you're fine.
Once again, I would like to say thank you to Pastor Chris and all the church members for your hospitality to welcome Brother Fook and I and Pastor Paul. So it's my privilege to be here, maybe the first time to see the place with the snow, because I never see the snow in my life. So it's amazing. So. I'm thankful God had a plan for every one of us, but especially I realize that God answered many of my prayers. Brother Boss talked about what I'm doing, because I would like to start with a little bit about myself, where I'm from, because I'm from the central part of Vietnam. This belonged to the southern part under the American war. So my father belonged to the south. So I was born in a Christian family, and my great-grandparents became Christian. But I really came to know the Lord when I finished high school and came to Saigon, called Ho Chi Minh City, to study at university. So my parents in the war, after the war, they had many children to help them to labor in the farm. So I'm the second son in the 10 children. So he had my father has 6 sons and 4 daughters. So after the war, he's suffered. I thought there no way to come out of the country decides. So only the way to study. So I had no way to study, but I taught myself, I prayed, if God open a way for me to learn so that I can happy to get out of the countryside. So God answered my prayer. I came to Saigon 1992. And at that time, I was already a Christian, but I didn't know God personally. And in difficult time, I didn't know anyone in Saigon. I have no place to stay. I stayed with one of the cousins, but just for a while. So then I had to move the house, so I had no place to stay. So after Brother Paul said earlier that I had to put 4 chairs in the church and come there at night to sleep for 1.5 years like that. But in really difficult time, you come to the Lord with your sincere heart, and God answer your prayer. So at that time, I pray that God open a way for me to learn English. I will serve you one day. I didn't know what I pray exactly, that how to serve the Lord, but and God answered my prayer. Amen. So after 2 years, I passed exam, and then 94, I passed advanced level. I skipped elementary. And I went to university. After 2 years, I worked at interpreter for the Bible training. So I realized God had a plan. So step by step, to lead me to the different way. At first, I thought I came to the city to work hard, study hard, and after graduation, I can get a good salary to help my parents. But God had a plan. He changed my purpose and my goal. And until 98, I start to finish university and start to work with underground church and with the student. Until 2000, I work full time in the ministry. Together with my wife, the shrine, we serve the Lord in about more than 10 years. Is it the one typo?
Maybe.
I think maybe this, okay. I think you open the
note.
Yes.
okay. You can do your solo
yeah.
Now, your song.
Yeah, the, just yeah.
Maybe talk
so,
the testimony. Let me see if I can find a, I think I have another disc in my bag. Mom, go ahead, just
yeah,
talk,
okay.
Or preach or something.
So me and my wife, we got married and have three children. I have one son and two daughters.
Amen.
So I'm thankful that us got live and we, my wife and I, in full time, we used to work with Campus Crusade for Christ for 10 years. But 2008, God gave me a burden, a vision to start with a student center we call New Life. But, because this come from New Life Center, come from the background of where I used to work with Campus Crusade. In Saigon, nobody know who we Campus Crusade for Christ, but we call underground ministry. So we partnership with the church, most of the open church. We borrowed a room just for activity like Bible study by the weekend every week. But, and we rent a house for the student to live, because most of the student in Ho Chi Minh City, they call Saigon, the former name, but when the community name they come, they name the city under the leader Ho Chi Minh. They call, on the paper, they call Ho Chi Minh, but most of the people love Saigon, they call Saigon. So they call Saigon, so about 80% of the students come to study in Ho Chi Minh City or Saigon. They come from north, the center, or Mekong Delta to come to the city. So about more than 10% are born in the city and live with the parent. So around 80% had to live in, come from another place. So they had a big need of accommodation. But most of the university, they have, they don't have the dormitory. Only one big one in And they have one. For example, in my area, they call it Industrial University in Gulf of District, with 3 universities and 4 colleges, but only the biggest one with 80,000 students. But there is only one dormitory block, for one for boy, one for girl, about 8,000 students. So 10% are born in the city, 10% live in the dormitory. The rest, about 70-80%, have to live in the rental room. So the students don't have enough money to rent a room themselves, so they have to share the room 4 by 5, with 4 or 5 students gather in a room with one toilet, everything put inside, a kitchen, restroom, motorbike put inside. So they had a...
Yeah, I'm sorry, you have to use the old
one. Oh, okay, no problem. So we have to rent the house like that for 10 or 12 students living together. So because they live with their friends outside, small room, but a lot of social evil, they steal each other by the weekend together for gambling or boy-girl relationship. So we talked to some Christian students, some students, we share the gospel, which is said that there's someone love you and want to help you to have a better environment. So we help you in spiritual needs like Bible study. So we raise some funds to support the house, like 20% or 30%. The student pay for the 70 or 80%. So we use the house for Bible study. Sometimes the number of students increase 20, 30, so we had to rent 2 or 3 letters. But the problem that sometimes the landlord increased the price. The donor sometimes said, oh, we have problem with the money this year. Can you find someone else? So we have to look for another one. But and also the reason, another reason that sometimes local police, they know the place, so we have to move the house. Or the neighbor called the police, so we have to move the house. So we keep moving around that area every year. So almost 8 years, from 2000 to 2008. So one day in the summer time, we had a staff retreat. We said, what do you want for the next 5 years for your area, your ministry? So we pray, we said that we want to have a place like 3-in-1, that student can come to study, to stay, and to worship. But, so I pray, but the problem that we, oh, this is the environment. Yeah.
That's the parking
this,
lot.
This is the parking on the top, underground, they had 3 more floors for a motorbike. So the dorm beside it, that dormitory. So this is a very crowded one with 80,000 students, but they don't have a big land. So they build very high, about 15 floor building. So every time they had a room and a faculty available, so the student had to go to the class. So every 45 minutes or 1 hour, one unit, so one session, the student come in and out like the cinema. So they start the class from 6:30 a.m. and until 9 p.m. every day, every hour we had a class. So even Sunday the student had to take exam. So if the student from the countryside to the city, under the pressure, sometimes had to work part-time for a living, sometimes the girl had to work in a coffee house or in a restaurant where they sell beer, they sell at the marketing. So their student had a lot of problem and needs because they had an emotional problem, financial problem, or relationship with their friends. So after the class, they sometimes don't have the room to sit. They sit along the sidewalk, sit along outside. So this is our student house, the former student house. The 10, 12 together, even boy one room, girl one room, just one floor and one attic. So. So we use the house, you know, even we eat together, stay, study together, everything together inside. So this is this come from the burden that I talked earlier that we want to pray for the student center in Gulf of Error. So we pray for a long time. We share with the leader, our group. But it's such impossible because we are fundraising ministry. How can you get the money to do that? But I, in my heart, I really feel confident what we pray, and I said even we believe the God open the way, and even you, I want to work with our group leader to start that one, not on our own. But they said, okay, we cannot do that because nobody do that before. But I pray, and I said, okay, if you don't do that, I do it, because I realize God called me to do that. So they said impossible, but I think with God, nothing is impossible. So I talked to my wife, she also have faith, and we pray. And he said, okay, if we're willing to sell our small house, but the house were not enough for the land, so the money. So we pray. So finally God gave us a concept like that. We are 3-in-1, even a small plan, about 4,000 foot. So, but we can build many floor up like that. So we can use parking inside. We can use a study room, a chapel, and dormitory. So that is the concept. We call it a new life. This is a place where they can love God and love each other. A place we can influence other people. The place we can fellowship with other and to glorify God. And the place we also can equip, the student can be equipped and empowered to serve God and serve other people. So this is the God, our dream, and God answered our prayer, and we bought a land. We share with many hundreds of people, but most of them said they don't have money because we cannot borrow from the bank because we don't have monthly income. But by the grace of God, I share with hundreds of people, but God did the miracle, the last minute, like a soccer game, he opened the way. Because I said, instead of the student pay every month, we can collect some from them, and even we ourselves also stay there, we share, and we pay every month. If we do that in 10 years, we can return the loan for the one who give it the loan without interest. So by the grace of God, by exactly what we pray, 2000, but earlier that, before 2008, when we pray that, I had chance to join the leadership conference, the course, for a few weeks. So in that seminar, I learned the subject, how to make your dream come true. So I share with my burden, enthusiasm with the speaker that I want to do like that. But he said, you need to write down like the SMART model, that is specific, time, boundary, and measurable. So I set up 2010. I should buy the land, and 2011, I built a building center. So I didn't know how to start, but I keep praying and start to do what I can. So exactly God answered my prayer. So we bought the land, and 2011, we start the breaking ground and start the construction. So by the God's grace, so we did that. And you see, even our students, we didn't have money, but I share my dream, my vision. The student keep praying why we start to do the construction. So this is our dream come true. So this we do the bunk bed in the dormitory. The student can put bunk bed, sleep one on the top, one on the bottom, share the room. One floor we have about 20 students live, a girl and about 12 student boy. So this is the come up.
Before. 5 years ago, I went around, and I think it was New York church money that purchased the beds,
yeah,
and the furniture inside, and we were able to soundproof the chapel room so they could talk freely. Amen. Yeah. Something like that. So praise God.
Yeah, I'm thankful that God also sent Thai board, Thai folk, some come. They are the channel of blessing that. They cannot give me money, but they are the one who bring someone who come to pray to help us. So this is, we call this the second place, home away from home, for the student, because nobody take care of them in a crowded city. So this is the way we help them. And from New Life Center, hundreds of students come to hear the gospel every year from the English club, because we have 5 floors. One floor for parking, one floor for library we stay, and one floor like the chapel. We use the south roof, so the noise not come out, but we use for English class, Bible study, and the chapel also. And two floor on the top for the dormitory. So the student, this is also a place that students come back to serve after graduation. Because we challenge them that someone invest in my life, our life, so now we come to invest to your life. Why don't you come back to serve at least like 1 year as volunteer, or you do something part-time in there. Something that I'm thankful that now some of them start to work with us, one full-time and the other one part-time, so as a worker in the center. And when the student become Christian, they also start to go back to share the gospel. Because Vietnam, at you heard earlier, Thai folk said that we have a small amount, number of Christian, about less than 2% of Christian. But most of them are the communist member, ancestor worshiper, or follow Buddhism. So one Christian student become Christian. So they stay with us. So the first 2 years, we try to teach them the Bible and share with them how to share the gospel. And from them, they also bring the gospel to the parent. We build relationship with the family and share the gospel to the parent. So this is kind of the new life changing environment. Because the student, especially the girl who stay with us, we can, like Thai Paul said, we offer some job for them to do, like making car, and so that they don't have to work part-time in the coffee house. Sunday they cannot go to church, or in the restaurant they sell beer, so some girl were offered by the customer to bring beer. So they appear by the people. So this is also the place when the new believer they come to us, so that we help them to know God and make sure their salvation. So we have the use English class and English club for evangelism. We teach, because most of students in Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, they have to take English course at the second subject now. We call it compulsory subject. But they don't have money to go to language center. So we offer the English class with some volunteer friends come to help. So we use a text in the Bible, a story in the Bible to teach them. We said this is the best book we have and the material story we have, so we can help them to know the story about Jesus and help them to understand about the truth. And when we become Christian, so we have one-on-one study Bible, and we go like the basic doctrine class before they had a water baptism. So this is from one girl student that bring the gospel to the whole family. Maybe later you had a slide, small story of the girl, they call her Lily. She the one only can see her eyes the best in her family, because her older brother got blind and her younger sister almost got blind from born. But she when she became to know the Lord and she received water baptism, after that she come back to share the gospel with the brother and sister. So now both of them become Christian. She experienced God healing in her life. She got kidney stone for many years. She came from the Buddhist background. She came to Buddha for help, but she couldn't find help. So she hopeless. But by the time she came to English class and she heard the gospel and she accepted Christ, after that we taught her about the God and God power in healing, and we pray for her also. And after Lunar New Year, she came hometown and went back to the doctor for medical check. She surprised that the doctor said that her kidney had become normal. So she surprised, she praised the Lord that he got healing for her, and she came to share with her brother and sister. Then I wrote her testimony, I wrote in another place, I translate for her. I kind of bring the light to the place, so that Jesus light to her family.
You have a few hard copies on the table over there of her testimony.
So from that one, from 11 to 13, we have every year After summer protest, we had a student become Christian, and we teach them the Bible and basic doctrine, and we interview them. So then about October or November, we had a water baptism. So last year, we had about 14 new believers receive water baptism.
Amen.
Among about 20, 25 of them become believer. Among hundreds of them heard the gospel. But I think this is the one who had a heart. So really sincere with God. And beside that also from the center, we train them to be leader, not a small group leader or our group. So as I talked earlier that from one person become Christian, so the whole family had a chance to hear, to be saved. So for example, this Nam is come from Long An province, about 30 miles from the city. So he became Christian, and after graduation, he started to share with her parent. And from him, we come to visit the parent and share. Every few months, we come visit them. And last Christmas, the whole family became Christian. So we believe that we cannot share the gospel to everyone, but from one by one, we train them, and they are the one who will bring the gospel to their hometown. And this year, the second one, the girl, Wendy, she come from Mekong Delta, about 70 miles from Ho Chi Minh City. So she come to study. She was not Christian when she come to our center. But after she became Christian, she joined Bible study. And after graduation, now she brought the whole family become Christian. And not only that, her grandfather, who used to be the drunkard, now become Christian also.
Amen.
And recently, he got water baptism. So we're so happy to visit him. And he now not just become drunkard, but he become the leader to bring his friend, the drunkard, come to the Lord in Mekong Bantra province. So what is the burden for me to think of the second New Life Center in another campus village? Because Thu Đức is another district about 10 miles from the first one. This is a campus, national campus village that the government put on the national university in one place with 100,000 students. They build a big dorm area like this. They had a bus come there. But most of the students have to come there to stay inside. They control by the water. They have to come there and report them, stay there. So this is the area with about 1,950,000 square feet there. So they have about 12 blocks with 12 to 15 floor building like that. So the students stay there, and most of them don't know what to do at weekend, hang around, gambling. And the other one that needs a lot of students, when they're far from home, nobody take care of them. So they easy to get fell in love with other, get the boy-girl relationship, sexual, and get abortion. So I just saw typo last night about another website. They had information that in Saigon, 150,000 students get abortion every year, among the 300,000 in the whole Vietnam. So Saigon is a big, crowded city with about 9 million residents, about 3 non-residents, about 12 million population. So a lot of students had a problem. But in this area with a big student population, but no Christian center or no student center. So that is what we bring, because for the first one, we start from the 2011, so now it's 5 years already. So I'm praying, and God gave me the burden, but now the last 2 years we pray. He said, okay, after 5 years, the first, maybe the next 5 years, we want to do the next one. So I'm praying, and God opened the way for us to with this one, because most of students after graduation, they look for a job to work in the city, the big city like Saigon, and most of them stay around. But some of them go back hometown. But when they become Christian, we work outside. But we want to offer the opportunity for the student who can come back to serve the Lord in the new model, the coffee house, and the dormitory, and the chapel also. So from that one, we also offer a job for part-time job for the student. They can work inside. So this is a safe environment. So this is the model that we are doing. So I just start with one. And God opened the way for us to start with the kind of New Life through the National Campus Village. So, so the purpose that to help fulfill the Great Commission and also making disciples and also help this professional student to, after graduation, they can glorify God in where they are working. And we also create the friendly avenues for connecting with non-believers through the form of evangelism and discipleship. And from them, we might start a church over there. And so this helps Christian worker step by step independent financially. Because at the moment, I have one full-time worker and one part-time, but we don't have give them a salary. But we raise some fund to help them. But we think that in the future, they themselves support themselves. But how can they serve the Lord and support themselves? So I'm thinking that coffee house is the one of the way and open the way for them to serve. And also even the student from the poor family can have a part-time job and in safe environment. So at the moment, we had a plan to do that. We already got open the way for us to have a bishop land with about 5,000 square feet. And in that campus area already. So we are praying for the next step plan that we looking for God open the way for us to meet support by the Christian Christian organization with the loan, we can start with the building. So we are focused now on the process of to finish the architecture plan. And hopefully the next stage for the one by the end of this year, next year, we start with the construction work. So this is our prayer request at the you pray for us and God open the way for us and keep doing the discipleship and evangelism with the New Life One. And because we just started the church there for 2 years already, so now every week we have about 25-30 believers together to worship God and we are discipling them. And because we cannot do all the things, so we from them, we believe that they can go home to share with their parents. Because in Vietnam, we cannot share the gospel with the communist officer. But their children come to the city, they study there, and they stay with us. When they become Christian, they can go to talk to the parents. And so that's the best way, because they know who are they and how they can share. And we believe that God can use them. And like God can know you, and you know your culture, you know your people well, so they also. So we believe that from them, the next 5 to 10 years, they can be the leader after graduation and work in the company. Step by step, they can be the leader. So if we influence them with a biblical way and Christian characteristics, so they are the one who change the country. And together with the church, we also extend the gospel in different way. Especially, I'm thankful that God's using us with the university student. So from them, we can win the educated people and the future leader for the country.
Amen.
So thank you for your listening and prayer. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the thing we worked on, Mom. I think it's with your luggage. The luggage is somewhere in China.